today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us because we're going to speak about the power of motivation.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Thursday, is the 20th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless this moment by verses 155 of chapter Al-Baqarah from the Holy Quran. We listen to.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ
And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits. But give good tidings to the patient.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌ سِوَى
Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib said, Even though Allah the Glorious knows them more than they know themselves, yet He does so to let them perform actions with which they earn reward or punishment. Allah tests all human beings, but with varieties. All the different sides of the world are the testing places, and all the members of the humanity, even the prophets, are under trial, and all the pleasant and unpleasant things are the means of trial.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist.
You are the light.
You guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and right. A world that often lies, cause
I don't need
anyone. Anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The topic of this episode is the power of motivation. Motivation is a powerful, yet tricky beast. Sometimes it is really easy to get motivated and you find yourself wrapped up in a whirlwind of excitement. Other times it is nearly impossible to figure out how to motivate yourself, and you're trapped in a death spiral of procrastination. One of the most surprising things about motivation is that it often comes after starting a new behavior, not before. Motivation is often the result of action, not the cause of it. Getting started, even in very small ways, is a form of active inspiration that naturally produces momentum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic that we are going to talk about, encouragement in creating motivation. Sometimes, God mentions the performance of a man in Holy Quran and promises paradise and rewards based on that. Surely those who said, "Our Lord is the only God," then they preserved. The angels will descend upon them, saying, "Do not be afraid and do not be sad. And may you be blessed with the promised paradise." This is Surah 30. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names certain groups of people and promises them a reward. God has promised men and women of faith gardens from paradise with streams flowing under its trees. They will stay in it forever and adobe pure things in eternal paradise. So we have too many of these beautiful verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran that Allah gives these promises and motivations to His servants. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised paradise and comfort and well-being in the afterlife, which is for the people of faith. What abundant and soul-giving blessings with pleasure and without effort which can be accessed in the shadow of person's righteous deeds. Actually mentioning these rewards in Al-Quran is based on the same principle of seeking rewards for human beings in order to prepare them for a dignified life and happiness in the afterlife. So according to this principle, we see in the prayers of the infallible Imams alayhim as-salam, and also their orders to attract people and move them based on the issue of getting rewards and prizes.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
In each episode of today's special during this week, we'll look at motivation tips and we'll learn about it. For today, this is our tip: track your progress. Seeing progress can be highly motivating. You'll find many tools out there to help you track your goals. This could be as simple as a to-do list or calendar where you can cross off tasks or days as you complete them. Or you might opt for a free tool which allows you to create a personalized digital task board to categorize your big goal into daily, weekly, monthly, or even yearly sub-goals. Another option is to draw a progress bar on a sheet of poster board or paper, hang it somewhere where you'll see it regularly and fill it in as you get closer to your goal.
والإكرام يا إلهي فاعف
It's nice to look at motivational Islamic quotes, and we start with the quote from Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. He said, religion is very easy, and whoever overburdens himself in his religion will not be able to continue in that way. This is another hadith to cut you some slack. The only way you can move up the success ladder is by giving yourself room to breathe. For example, if you lift weight beyond your physical capacity, you will not only pull a muscle and become temporarily debilitated, you also slowly develop a resentment towards lifting weights, especially if you keep pulling your muscle because of it. So do yourself a favor. Don't overburden yourself with more spiritual acts of ibadah. Then your personal situation and individual responsibilities allow you to. It's not about the abundance of good deeds. It's about consistency. And you will lose consistency if you pull your muscle repeatedly.
What are the motives for following an ethical and moral code? Being an ethical person can help me in my career. It can enrich me. And we see that now in businesses. Businesses, they have a very strict moral code, ethical code. You have to be courteous with customers. You have to be nice. You have to be respectful. You have to be honest. Don't lie. All this stuff. Now, what's their motive? It isn't any godly motive. It's because the better customer service, the more ethical you are in your, you know, you're honest, you don't lie about your products, you don't lie about your laws in your business, the more transparent and honest you are and respectful, the more money you make. So being ethical can enrich you, right? Because remember, if you have a shop or a business and you keep on lying and you keep on deceiving people, eventually you're going to lose business. Likewise, we see CEOs of companies, they have to live a moral life. That's why we see if they're engaged in any scandals, moral scandals, right away they may lose their job. They may lose their endorsements. We see that also with athletes. As soon as an athlete starts misbehaving, even though it has nothing to do, he's a basketball player, he's a football player, but he has, for example, an affair, or you know, there's a clip of him insulting someone, he may lose many endorsements, millions of dollars. He may even be fired from the team that he's playing with. So the idea is it pays to have ethical conduct. If you have ethical conduct and you treat people with respect, then this will help you. And subhanAllah, this is mentioned in the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, حسن الخلق يزيد أو يزيد في الرزق. Having good akhlaq, يزيد في الرزق. It increases rizq, sustenance. Now, some have taken this hadith in a, you know, basically supernatural way, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your rizq in a way where you don't know. Others, no, they say it through a natural way. Because when you treat people in your business in an ethical way, they'll always do business with you. It'll make you richer, of course. It'll make your business much better.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. What you've just listened to was one episode of today's special under the title of Motivation. So inshallah, we continue speaking about this topic more. Till then, have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I
I show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.